podcast. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Fashionista Friday show. Paul Ramel broadcasting live from Chestnut Street today. Ooh. And we're back, Monica. You're back. Welcome back.
I'm back. Yes. Oh, wow. I was really shaky before. Paul has that way with me. You know, I get a little excited when he comes in the building, and I'm just like a little weak yet, but not bad.
Yep.
So I've been recuperating from knee surgery. Thanks for everybody for all the kind words and everything. It's so sweet. It's just for a while I couldn't do the show because it was just, yeah.
Yep.
I had to be focusing on my therapy, and if it wasn't for my husband, Kevin, who's in charge of my therapy, and then going to the hospital here, I wouldn't even be able to be standing. So it is a blessing, and I want to just thank everybody for listening to Fashionista Fridays, and I want to thank, it's Thankful Friday for Monica. I want to thank everybody for listening to the halftime show. I had so many compliments and comments about when Paul Ramel was in the cities for the Minneota game, because
yep.
That's where I'm from, Minneota, the place you want to go to. I always have a rhyme for everything,
you
right?
You do, you do.
Yeah, so that's my home area, and a lot of people have been reaching out to my brother, telling him how, I can't believe it, we hear Monica on that 92.1 channel, and we hear her on the halftime, and we hear her voice all the time. Well, thanks, Minneota Viking people, for actually listening to my voice, because it's quite a voice. But I'm just thankful for everybody that's reaching out and says how they love the show, and then they love Fashionista Fridays, and a shout-out to all those men out there, too, that have been sending their wives in because they bought them a gift certificate. It's so appreciated.
All right, Monica, we're glad you're back, and happy to be here this morning.
Oh, I know.
Your husband, Kevin, made me breakfast this morning. That was awesome.
I said, Kevin, Paul Ramel's coming, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do this. And he goes, Monica, I'll make him breakfast. And I'm like, okay.
Awesome. It was a great breakfast, so.
Well, he taught me how to make breakfast.
Yeah, he's been taking care of you.
39 years ago, he taught me how to make the perfect eggs, and I've been just trying to perfect him since.
All right. He's doing a good job taking care of you while you recover.
Yes, I'm really thankful for my family. They've all pitched in, and, yeah, it's been wonderful.
Good. All right. Changing gears here. It's holiday time.
Oh, yes.
Christmas time.
Christmas time. I mean, I have...
time to shop.
Yes, shop till you pop. So the thing of it is I posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook, and everybody is asking me, like, what are the colors? What's going on for the holidays? Well, here's what's going on. First of all, I have three things I got to mention to you, and I hope I don't forget because I'm a little spacey yet. I am hosting, or I should say, I'm hosting Gnome for the Holidays at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson on Chestnut Street. And what does that mean? It means when you walk into Monica's, you have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. You get to view all the fashions. I'm trying to redo my store with all the displays. The last few days, I've ripped it all apart because I've been busy. Thank you, Lord, because I haven't been open that much this month, or the last month of November. But now I'm going strong into December. Open regular hours, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Thursday nights till 7, till the end of the year, and Saturdays 10 to 5, or by appointment, plus the gift certificate. So let's say you're a guy out there and you think a gift certificate is a cop-out. It's not, because a lot of times we can wrap something with the gift certificate. And the people that get gift certificates from here absolutely love it. They'll, like, message me, I got a gift certificate. So if you purchase a gift certificate between now and December 24th, you go into my $100 gift certificate giveaway that I will be giving out on Christmas Eve Day.
Nice.
Yes. Second of all, $50 gift certificate every Thursday night. If you come in between 5 and 7 o'clock, or 6 and 7, I don't care, just come in sometime then, you can register for a $50 certificate for that night. And then on Saturday, following that Thursday, if you come into Monica's Apparel and Accessories, you can sign up for a $50 certificate. So I will be doing that Thursday nights and Saturdays till Christmas.
Okay, every week?
Every week.
Every Thursday through Saturday.
Every Thursday through Saturday, because right now I'm really sentimental, and I just want to give back to everybody who's shopped Monica's Apparel and Accessories, and I appreciate to still be here, literally standing.
That's a good promotion there, Monica.
I think it's a good promotion, but also I'd rather give back. It's better to give. My mama always said, it's better to give than to receive.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some clothing. How about this
yes.
stuff behind you
okay.
here?
Okay, so everybody's been asking me what's up. So here's the scoop. This cute, long denim, they used to call it like a barn coat.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? Literally, a lot of barns are pretty fancy.
They
think
are
about
now.
It. Think about T&D Rustics, how beautiful stuff they make.
Yeah, that's right.
All in Awesome Dawson. Anyway, this is beautiful, and it's got a color block sweater underneath, and those are the hot sweaters this year. Everyone says they can't wear nothing around the neck. Well, even Monica can do this because it's a looser knit. This has been great. And then I got these little cell phone purses, you guys, that are classy, and you don't have to stuff your phone in here. It fits. I have these in red and black. So this is really cute, and it's a hot pick, and I also have it in washed-out denim.
Nice.
What do you think about that, Paul Rabel?
That looks nice. You want me to hold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could throw it on there.
Okay, I'll throw it on
there. You know, it's not right if I don't have something on a bench. And then my Christmas sweater. Okay, excuse me.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm just proud that I can still stand right now because usually standing is harder for me. But, you know, like yep. I rested a little bit before I did this.
Okay.
So. Here we go. Here's the Christmas sweater. Drum roll. I want you to see it over underneath this beautiful coat. How beautiful is that?
Beautiful. I love the color combination.
And holidays is the time where I shop for myself, too.
Okay.
Because I like nice things for the holidays, and it's kind of fun to have something festive. Well, this sweater sold out, and yes, don't you fret, I reordered it. It's a beautiful knit, and it's so festive, and it's the perfect color red. Some people can't wear red. This is like a cranberry-ish red.
Yeah, it's more cranberry than
yeah,
red.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, Paul Rabel.
I know my colors.
Oh, God, I missed you. And this is gray and black, and it's got cream in it. And yesterday I sold it to an awesome fashionista with a cream vest over it. You can Monicanize it underneath this even black jacket. You can put a vest over it. This is just cute, cozy, comfortable.
Everybody needs a sweater.
Especially this time of year,
yep.
Everybody's like, what have you got in red? So I tried, when I've laid up, I tried to think of everything, even tilt tape and credit card tape.
Right, that's right.
It's okay.
All right, your head set just fell off.
I
there
think I lost a little weight in my head. Can we do that, lose a little weight in the head?
Well, you can, I suppose.
I suppose. And then this is, I sold the top from underneath it yesterday. But this coat is fantabulous. It's rust with gray and cream, and it's got the fringes, which is huge right now.
Yep. Fringes.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it.
Should I put it on for you, Paul?
Yeah, a lot of fringe there.
Yeah. Fringes are awesome.
No, I noticed most of the coats you've been talking about, they're pretty, they go down to the knees. They're
yes.
long.
So what is a knee-length coat called, Paul?
What's a knee-length coat called? What?
A car coat.
A car coat.
Yes.
Okay.
And guess what? Gotta adjust this. Okay, a car coat. My mama always had to wear a car coat. Cheese.
Okay, cheese. All right, there you go.
My mama always had to wear a car coat to church. Why? It's dressier, Monica. I said, oh, so you don't wear a waistcoat? No, I wear a car coat. And I'm like, oh, why is that? So any draft in the winter, you don't get draft.
Oh, then
so
go.
Every coat she bought me was always longer.
Okay.
Never shorter.
So it hangs over the...
So it hangs over the...
The buttocks.
The buttocks. Yeah, so what about this coat?
Yeah,
oh!
I like the fringe.
I do, too. And I... Oh, wow. When I tried this on maybe 2 months ago, it was a little tight. Maybe I lost a little time.
Yeah, I usually lose a little weight
oh
after
my gosh.
A surgery.
Oh, yeah. That's quite the surgery, I'll tell you. But
That's a nice coat. I think someone should come and buy that.
Oh, my gosh. So whether you can come to Monica's or not, I do ship.
Okay.
And I try my hardest to get it right away when they, like on Small Business Saturday, when people couldn't, oh my gosh, I'm so sentimental. When people couldn't come actually into my store, they called me, and I'm icing my knee. I have a bell now in my store, thanks to Grew Electric in Austin Dawson. I have a bell now so I can be in my home, icing my knee, and if the bell rings, I take off the icing and come on over and help. And my gosh, I had like phone calls of people wanting to shop small, but they couldn't get here, and then I would ship it to them. Gosh, that made my day.
Nice.
Oh, and then the people that came in, that made my day too. But it was all in all a good thing.
All right, one more thing here. What do we got here?
Car coat jacket.
Car coat, another car coat jacket.
And this is absolutely gorgeous on, and I will try it on again. Always wanted to be a model, but the smalls just were a little tight, you know.
You make a good model.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what size this is, but hopefully it'll fit.
So another car coat. This one's kind
of this one's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Do you see, I'm trying to do it for Facebook, too. It's a little bit longer, so it goes to a little bit above my knee. Sorry about the runny nose. It goes to a little bit above the knee, but I love this one, too.
Yeah.
The colors. It's blue, cranberry, tan. It's gorgeous, and I know you know who you are out there was telling me that you wore one of my jackets on a New York trip, and I thank you. A shout-out to Lynn for telling me how much she wore a jacket on the trip. That just makes my heart happy.
Good.
Yes, so this is cute and fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we're kind of running out of time, just a couple minutes.
Oh, no.
Let's just review what you're doing for the holidays again, Monica.
Okay.
You called it what? Gnome Town?
Gnome for the holidays.
Gnome for the holidays here in Dawson. Did you think of that?
Well, I kind of done this last year, too, at this time. And then the chamber also, we're all together on Gnome for the holidays.
Okay.
And each store is having their own thing, and it's awesome in Dawson. Please come and shop local, and we so appreciate it. And remember to sign up for the $50 certificate Thursday nights and Saturdays, and then I draw on those 2 days.
Okay.
And then to come and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. And, hey, you guys out there, whoever wants to buy your gift certificate, your name will go in a drawing to win a $100 certificate on Christmas Eve Day.
Christmas Eve Day, you're giving away a $100 gift certificate.
Yes.
For people that come in the shop, they register for that then?
Yeah, when they buy a gift certificate.
When they buy a gift certificate.
Yep. Uh-oh.
You know, guys, if you're listening, come over to Monica's and buy a gift certificate for your significant other, your wife, girlfriend, your daughters. A gift certificate, like Monica said, make a great gift.
And
you Monica-nize it, don't you?
I Monica-nize it.
How do you Monica-nize a gift certificate?
Well, you know, we have a special little gift with the gift certificate, so you're still getting a gift. And what I've been reading and seeing so far is a lot of people aren't doing gifts. So sometimes if you give a gift of, like, a gift certificate or something, there is meaning behind there because you're allowing your significant other, girlfriend, mother, father, or whoever that doesn't normally maybe shop for themselves. That's almost incredibly wonderful when I get new customers through that.
Good.
People love gift certificates. You don't have to bring it back.
Right.
There's no hard feelings, and it always fits.
All right.
And I wrap.
And she wraps. And she even Monica-nized the wrapping of the gift box.
I try to Monica-nize everything, little curly ribbons and stuff. But I just want to shout out to everybody for shopping. Thank you for shopping small and keeping Monica's alive. And it's truly a blessing.
When are you open and where are you located?
Okay, I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Thursday nights till 7, till Christmas, and Saturdays 10 to 5. And I'm located on 931 Chestnut Street, an awesome Dawson, kitty corner from the school, and you can't miss my arbor out front because it's back up, and I got evergreens out there, my hot pink sign, and 2 red bells, so you can't miss me.
All right, you can. Monica, welcome back. I'm glad you're recovering
from
knee
surgery,
and I'm glad we're doing back up Fashionista Friday again.
Yes, thank you so much for everybody being patient with me, and have a great day, and come shop Monica's.